1. Introduction, approximately 10 minutes, 30 seconds. Welcome to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum. You're listening to an audio-described tour, one that makes visual images more accessible for visitors with vision impairments and more meaningful for all visitors. Some material is tactile. It can be touched. I'll mention that as we proceed. But please, do not handle other items. Please direct your attention to your audio tour player. Hold the player with the screen and keypad facing you and with the screen at top. Below the screen are three rectangular buttons arrayed horizontally. The first button at left can be used to move back to the previous message. If held for longer than a second, it rewinds the message you're listening to. The center button is the play pause button. To use the pause resume feature, just click, press, and immediately release this button. The rightmost button allows you to move to the next message on the tour. If held for longer than a second, it fast-forwards the message you're listening to. Below these buttons is a typical telephone keypad with numbered keys in three rows, three keys in each row. They are numbered left to right, 1 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 9. Below the 8 key is the 0 key. You will use the numbered keys to access audio layers that provide additional information. If you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. On either side of the 0 button are your volume control buttons. The volume has been set to a mid-range level. However, if you wish to decrease the volume, press the button to the left of the 0. To increase the volume, press the button to the right of the 0. On the bottom edge of the player are two earphone jacks. The second one can be used if another visitor wishes to hear this tour as well. The tour is organized in the following order. 1. Introduction, approximately 10 minutes, 30 seconds. 2. America 1932, A Nation in Fear, approximately 2 minutes and 15 seconds. 3. Promise of Change, approximately 6 minutes and 45 seconds. 4. Foundations of a Public Life, approximately 5 minutes and 15 seconds. 5. A New Deal, approximately 23 minutes. 6. FDR's Act of Faith, approximately 3 minutes. 7. War, approximately 31 minutes. 8. FDR's Death and Legacy, approximately 5 minutes. 9. The First Lady of the World, approximately 7 minutes. 10. Legacy, approximately 2 minutes. And 11. Behind the Scenes Conclusion, approximately 3 minutes, 30 seconds. During each section, you'll be directed at times to access additional textual material if you have an interest in hearing more about the particular area. Now let's begin our tour with a few words about the library and museum and this historic site. The Franklin D. Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum is America's first presidential library and the only one used by a sitting president. Designed by FDR himself in the Dutch colonial style, it opened in 1941 on the grounds of the Roosevelt Estate in Hyde Park, New York. By donating his papers to the library, FDR established the precedent for public ownership of presidential papers. His library became the model for the nation's presidential library system, now part of the National Archives. With more than 17 million pages of documents, it is the world's premier research center for the study of the Roosevelt era. In the museum, which FDR planned as part of his presidential library, you will be able to explore exhibits about the lives of the Roosevelts, the Great Depression, the New Deal, and World War II. You received your audio tour player at the museum store. The museum is located in another building nearby. To reach the museum, from a position facing the museum store desk, please turn around 180 degrees and proceed about 20 feet to the lobby. Be aware that there may be a display table directly in your path as you walk to the lobby. Please turn left and proceed about 60 feet. Turn to your right and move forward about 17 feet to a doormat and a vestibule with two sets of double doors. After passing through the doors, you'll be on a path of stone blocks. Move forward about 33 feet and turn to your right, off the path, onto a gravel surface. Proceed 17 feet to a bronze statue of a seated Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt with a small table between them. Feel free to explore the tableau with your hands. A nearby sign notes that this statue is adapted from a 1933 photograph in the FDR Library of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt on the south lawn of their Hyde Park home. Retrace your steps to the stone blocks path and turn right. You'll proceed another 50 feet before the path jogs to the left for about 33 feet, then to the right for 5 feet, and onto a path of aggregate stone. As you move along for about 90 feet where you'll intersect with another path, you'll pass manicured lawns on either side, and you may notice gaggles of geese along the way. Banners are suspended from light posts. One announces a new deal for a new generation, above a black and white photograph of a beaming FDR. Continue on for another 95 feet and turn right off the path and about 12 feet to loose stone. Proceed for another 24 feet to stone blocks and 30 feet beyond this juncture to a bust of FDR on a 5-foot-high black pedestal. Note FDR's features as presented on the bust. The pedestal is engraved Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1882 to 1945. You may have noticed the sounds of people approaching the museum. You're now standing in front of the museum building and its grassy courtyard, about 30 feet square. The museum is a two-story stone building that wraps around three sides of the courtyard. A steep slate roof extends down to the level of the top of the first floor, and six dormered windows pierce the roof at the second-story level. You're on a stone walkway that rings the perimeter of the courtyard, and the museum entrance is on the opposite side of the courtyard. Facing the bust, turn right and proceed 20 feet, then turn left. Continue down the path, now underneath the slate roof, about 30 feet to a glass door, passing two wooden benches on your right. Enter through the glass door and turn left another 20 feet, to a pair of glass double doors to your right. Go through the doors into the museum lobby and step onto a rubberized carpet mat about 8 feet square. You're standing in an open area about 12 feet high, 30 feet wide, and 20 feet across with a stone tile floor. Please note that there is a security guard station to your right. You'll need to show them your museum tickets, and all purses and bags will be searched. Turn left and walk about 4 feet, stepping off the mat onto the tile floor. Note there is a bench to your left. Proceed about 8 feet to a pair of bronze busts of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt on 2 3-foot-tall white pedestals. These statues may be touched. Turn right from the busts and walk 10 feet past another bench along the left wall. Continue about 6 more feet to a wall extending about 25 feet to the right. 2 10-by-12-foot floor-to-ceiling wall panels hang on each side of a central 7-by-10-foot photographic portrait of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Each wall panel displays a collection of tens of letters and telegrams sent to FDR and Eleanor in rows and columns, ringing a central 3-by-4-foot video screen. Each screen shows a rotating slideshow of pictures. FDR holding up a baseball. FDR sitting on the grass with a black Scottish Terrier. Eleanor wearing a fur coat, standing and smiling before a line of military men and women dressed in winter wool coats and hats. Eleanor waving and smiling to the crowd from a bunting-draped podium at a political convention. FDR seated and laughing with two young, tow-headed boys, one on his lap. One of the documents displayed is a handwritten letter on lined three-hole punch notebook paper from Burton K. Davis of Butte, Montana, dated July 2, 1940, who writes, "Dear Mr. Roosevelt, my family and I live in an apartment house, and our landlady and everyone in this apartment house, and nearly all of the people I have talked to, want you, Mr. Roosevelt, to serve our country another 4 years." A postal telegraph from the students of Morgan State College reads, "We pledge to you, as Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of our great nation, unlimited support in the protection of our country against the unprovoked attack of the Japanese forces." A typewritten letter from July 22, 1940 reads, "Dear Sir, I was a Democrat and I voted for you. I shall always be deeply ashamed of that vote. Your conceit, greed, and stupidity have become intolerable. Don't you know the best way you can serve the country is to get out?" Turn to your right and walk about 10 feet to the portrait of FDR on your left. Above the portrait is a quote from FDR saying, "The test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much. It is whether we provide enough for those who have too little." Continue along this wall about 15 more feet past the second wall panel display and step from stone tile onto carpet. There are restrooms and water fountains about 20 feet ahead to your right at about a 30-degree angle through an open doorway in a vestibule off to the right. There are two water fountains on the left-hand wall and two unisex restrooms side by side along the wall to the right of the fountains. Beyond the restrooms to the right is a set of elevator doors. We will return to and exit through this vestibule at the end of our tour. This concludes the introduction to our tour. Please walk about 10 feet forward to begin the next section of our tour. Please press the rightmost button in the top row of your player's keypad to move to the next message on the tour, or press 2 on your audio tour player.